What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon, the founder of Sales Culture, a B2B podcasting agency that really focuses on helping brands attract top talent. And so I feel the need to really educate myself and even talk about the difference between recruitment marketing strategies versus employer branding strategies. And so this is a topic that's kind of floats around in the whole ethos around how do you bring on top talent recruiting. And so employer branding comes down to four questions. All right. Which positions are you trying to fill? What are you trying to accomplish, like now and in the future? Who are the ideal candidates, like characteristics, like what type of values do you need to kind of line up to be a part of your company? Who are going to have that shared vision? Understanding yourself, what makes your company exceptional, right? So how do you separate yourself in the marketplace? And then the big why. Why would your ideal candidate want to come work for your company? Boom. I think it really does, you know, after kind of looking at it, it summed it up pretty simply in those four questions. And so when it gets down to the regular employee value proposition convo, the what's in it for me, the WIFMs, whenever you're trying to get the right people on the bus and make sure that the value's lined up. I mean, it comes down to a couple different things, five things really. And it's compensation, benefits, career track, work environment, and then of course you sum it all up and put a nice bow on it with the culture. So I mean, it's just something that really helps me understand the difference between it. And I noticed just from doing some quick homework that a lot of people interchange those two between employer branding versus recruitment marketing online, and it's confusing. But I've tried to put it in a box of the difference between sales versus marketing, right? Or I would have to say, to have the proper outlook, it needs to be looked at like layers on a cake. Branding's the foundation, the bottom layer, and the recruitment marketing is the next tier up. So if we think about recruitment marketing, it's a strategy that really delivers the right message in front of the right candidates at the right time. So I automatically go to this idea of inbound sales, right? Because I'm doing sales, you know, you got top of the funnel sales, you know, outbound sales and inbound sales, where you have the blog faces, the landing pages that you want to draw people in so you can get them to kind of fill out that actual precious lead box form, right? And this is kind of what we're up to. Same thing when it comes to recruiting. This is all that pre-application activity that's going on so we can attract people. So this can be done through social media content, right? What type of content, where are you placing it, on what platforms are you trying to position what your brand is about, whether that's through free education, career paths, and even using some SEO tactics as well. So this is everything that we can do to get someone to kind of land on that precious, you know, application page and go about filling out that form. So very similar tactics here. View this a lot under the same. There's a lot of overlap. That's why it's confusing. You know, same way there's overlap in sales and marketing. They almost work hand in hand. And as technology evolves and as we become, you know, a little bit better at what we're up to as well, I mean, they're just merging into blending. I hate that term, smarketing, but it's what it really sounds like and what it is. So I would love to get your thoughts on the difference between employer branding, if I missed any topics, versus recruitment marketing. I know there's a lot of different conversations out there, so let's get them here on the podcast. You can go to Anchor and drop me a voice note, or wherever you have downloaded this podcast, drop me a note, drop me a way to kind of, you know, find you, and I'd love to reach out to you on LinkedIn or whatever platform you on. I'm at Joe Alex Lemon, wherever you're at. So until next time, you guys be phenomenal.